It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It's Friday, political breakfast time, much to digest. Brian Robinson is back with us, former Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director to Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist, and he is former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good to be back.
Okay, let's start with yesterday's document dump in the Atlanta City Hall bribery scandal. Mayor Reed held a news conference. He said he was angry this happened, and he promised transparency, but he's also taken some heat for releasing only a single hard copy of each of the million-plus pages instead of getting them out electronically. The question now, though, is what next? And Theron, I'll start with you.
What's so just very confusing about next steps is that once folks are done reviewing these documents, we don't know what's going to come out. So I think what's very important is for all sides involved to continue to try to be as transparent as possible. And let's just wait and see what happens.
I still think that this is going to be a problem for the mayor's final year in office. It will hamstring his ability to get things done because there's going to be so much staff resources and staff time and the mayor's attention focused to this.
Let's not miss something here. This is a very popular mayor. This is a mayor who has done a lot of good things for the city. Ultimately, the mayor's got to get back to basics. He's got to protect his legacy, and he's got to get through this troubling time right now.
But there will be speculation that, oh, where did the money go? Because this release didn't tell us that.
None of us really know what's in those 1.3 million documents and 500,000 phone records. So I just think that we need to just basically, you know, wait and see and not get into making these bold predictions until we actually let the investigation be completed. And then once the facts come out and people are arrested or people are come out and cooperated more, then we can then to pass judgment. But I think right now we just got to be fair.
We've got just a little time for a couple of quick thoughts now. Overnight, the U.S. Senate confirmed Metro Atlanta Congressman Tom Price as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. That brings up another big what next question, the future of the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. Now, there's a rush among Republicans to do that, but as time goes on, more and more of them keep floating their own replacement ideas, and they can't get together on them.
It was really hard for Democrats to get the votes they needed to get Obamacare in place in the first place. It's going to be just as hard for us to come to consensus on the Republican side. But Tom Price has given serious thought to these issues for many, many years. He has plans that will work, that are feasible. And so he's got the right foundation planted for this. Now, what I hope is in the meantime, President Trump said to Bill O'Reilly over the weekend that it may be a year before we have the replace enacted. And so that's a longer time span than what we had planned on.
Will the GOP base put up with that, though? They wanted something immediate.
Well, you
and
know,
President Trump promised something immediate.
I mean, that's part of the problem is kind of keeping up with those promises.
Right.
But one thing that I hope that Secretary Price, being from a state that has not expanded Medicaid and is getting crunched by the current Obamacare because of it, I hope that Secretary Price will come up with a stopgap measure in the meantime to aid the states that have not expanded Medicaid.
Because Georgia does not, with its rural hospitals, and we've mentioned this before,
we don't have 2 years.
Does not have a year to wait, two years to wait.
Yeah, we don't have a year. We don't have 2 years. Certainly. So I hope that Secretary Price can step in as a Georgian who gets the problems on the ground and come up with a Band-Aid.
Every day that goes by, we have 20 million Americans right now that are worried about whether they're going to be able to stay on their health care plans, will they continue to get health care from Obamacare. And you have this amount of dissension amongst Democrats and Republicans.
So if Republicans continue to differ among themselves about replacement, they'll need to get some Democrats on board to pass a plan. And Theron, will the Democratic base put up with that? Because repeal and replace and Tom Price are things they have pressured Democratic members of Congress to say no and hell no to.
Well, that's been the problem. I mean, because right now what you see is a huge amount of resistance from Democrats, all the way down the line, particularly around what do we do with health care. So what the Republicans have got to do, Dennis, is that they've got to start reaching out across party lines now and figure out some type of compromise. But I tell you this, even when he becomes secretary, if Democrats are not at the table, and particularly these folks who represent many of these 20 million Americans – are not at the table to come up with a compromise around the repeal and replace, we're going to see a huge amount of resistance and dissension on both sides of the party come 2018.
And finally, the campus carry fight is back at the state capitol. A new bill would again allow holders of concealed weapons permits to bring guns on campus, and it's a lot like the bill the governor vetoed last year, except the new version does say guns would still be banned in campus child care facilities, but some of the other exemptions the governor listed in last year's veto message aren't in there.
This is a really tricky issue for the governor because unlike people who represent districts that are drawn from one party or the other, he represents all Georgians, and he has to deal with the reality that while a majority of Republican voters do support this legislation, a majority of Georgians don't. And so that's the hardest issues for an executive like Nathan Deal.
This is going to be a very tough position for the governor to be in. At a time when he started the session wanting to do something more about improving our education system in Georgia, at a time when he's faced with, you know, being open and to having a destination resort casino bill, constitutional amendment go forward. And what's so disheartening is that he's now got to deal with this, I think, distraction on carrying, you know, guns on college campuses.
Could this hijack the session?
I don't think it will, because one of the things that Republicans, I think, learned the last couple years is that you can't do too much at one time. I think what the governor's staff is going to do, and you're going to see Republicans come together and really try to get a version of this bill that the governor can live with. I think there's a long process, and let's just see how it goes in the next coming months.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson is a former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal and Communications Director as well. Gentlemen, it's been fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.